Live from the Clayton Crown Hotel, London, it's the Donegal Association London Annual Dinner Dance with Sean Doherty.
And a very, very good evening to you live from London and the Crown Clayton Hotel here in Cricklewood for the Donegal Association London Gala Dinner. It's absolutely buzzing here and we've had a great day. We've been out and around and sightseeing and this evening it's just absolutely packed crowd here for tonight's dinner, and we've got a whole host of people to chat to. Absolutely fantastic guests from all over Donegal with lots of experience over here working, some of them for many, many years. So we look forward to that conversation. We're going to have some nice music as well that we think will be fitting to the occasion. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, if there's somebody you want us to say hello to, you can still text in. We're getting your texts over here on 086 77 00 treble 5. So if you text in, I can get your text and we'll say hello to your friends and family, anybody you'd like us to say hello to, anybody who might be attending tonight's dinner here. So again, that's 086 77 00 treble 5. Live here at the Crown Clayton Hotel in Cricklewood for the Donegal Association London Gala Dinner. And we're going to have, as I said, some music through the night. But before we do anything, I want to introduce you to a gentleman I had the pleasure of meeting last year as well. And in fact, he came here at the very tender age of 16 or even younger when he left Donegal. He's from Ardsbeg in Godahawk, and it's Tommy Meehan. Tommy, it's great to see you again.
Sean, it's good to see you. It's good to see you back again. I remember we had a brief chat last year when you were here, but it's good to have you back again.
And you've got the family with you?
I have my wife Eileen and the two daughters, my son and the little granddaughter. Well, she's not little now, she's 10.
She's going to be the actress?
Hopefully. She's on that and she's training for that at the minute. And it's looking good for her, you know. She works hard and, yeah, she's...
Well, Tommy, I mean, I really enjoyed the chat to you last year because even though it was brief, you were telling me a few stories of how it all began for you. And, I mean, it began really as a very young lad. I mean, you were probably under 16 when you left Donegal.
I wasn't even. I was, I suppose, 4 months short of my 16th birthday when I left. Three of us left. It was August. I think it was the last week in August 1979. And we went to Glasgow. And for the couple of days I was there, I wasn't too keen on Glasgow for one reason or another, and I decided this is not for me, and I headed for London. And landed in London. Looking back on it now, it's kind of bizarre. You know, you're not even 16, and you're coming into a city that you don't know. You know, I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't even know where I was staying that night. But luckily, and could be fit, I met a lad from home that was actually going to the pub, and he was a neighbour of mine from Ardsbeg, and I actually went into the pub with him and spent a couple of hours there. Thankfully I didn't go on the drink, and I'm still not on the drink, but I went back with him and he got me work on the Monday, just labouring on a building site, and then I think a couple of weeks later I was lucky enough, or whichever way you want to put it, I ended up on the tunnels. And from there, we went from working on the tunnels, from timber headings, pipe jacking, you name it. And we travelled from London. Well, all depending on where the work was, we followed it.
And talk about the tunnelling work. I mean, obviously, so many from Donegal have ended up working in the tunnels. Still today, that work carries on. What was that work like? Describe the environment then.
It was hard. It was the same for all of us. It was just brutal hard work. That's how I could describe it. A strange environment, certainly for a young boy to come into. But I mean, I suppose what helped us is there was a lot of people from home that I suppose made it bearable, you know. I suppose now looking back on it, I think I would choose a different way of doing it, but that was the way then. That was the way it was, you know.
Very dangerous work too.
It was dangerous, but look, if you're the right people, there was some very experienced miners, a lot of experienced miners there, and if you follow their leads, you know, you shouldn't go wrong.
And you said there was a lot of Donegal people. I mean, you would have been made feel welcome, I presume, as a young lad. Maybe some of them would have seen you as a kind of a son, so they would have taken you under their wing.
Certainly, there was people there. There would be a father figure, which was good, and I suppose that helped, and it made it bearable for us. You know, otherwise, it was a harsh environment.
And Tommy, tell us about London then. I mean, what was London like then? We know what it's like today. It's obviously a very, very different city. I mean, describe London in the 70s.
In 79, when I came over, there's a lot more Irish at that time, where now it's more Eastern European. You know, you don't tend to have that Irish connection that we had back then, although they're still there. Look, you know, a lot of people went home, went back to Ireland, and there is a big change from 79 to where we are now.
Now, when did you start your own business? I mean, you obviously progressed to your own business.
I started 15, probably 17 years ago. It was about that, 17 years ago.
And now, how did that begin for you?
Funny enough, it was probably, I was working in the tunnels, and for one reason or another, something went wrong on one weekend, and I parted company for the individual I worked for. I'm not going to name him, but it was the best thing ever happened to me, because I decided then, well, the tunnels is not for me. I'm going to have a go at setting up my own business. And that was interesting and challenging, but thankfully it's going pretty okay at the moment.
And fingers crossed.
And what kind of contracts do you get involved in?
We're in remediation, where we're cleaning up sites where the material, where they've got oils and all sorts on it, and you're basically cleaning up the materials there for buildings. A lot of sites now, they don't, well, the government itself don't want to see material going off-site. They like to see it being cleaned, if possible, on-site. And that's what we're into, is remediation. And we supplied the plant to one of the leading companies in the UK at the moment. They're Cognition Land and Water. So I've been very fortunate that I get on pretty well with them.
And talk about family growing up in Gordahawk. I mean, obviously you left it as a very young lad, but your memories of Gordahawk.
Yeah, you'll never forget that. The times were hard. Times were tough back then. And look, it was the same for it. We were all in the same boat. It was hard for all families.
How many in the family?
There's four of us, and I have three brothers and myself. There's four lads.
And did any of the lads follow you over here?
Two of my brothers came to the UK, came over to London, and but they've since moved back. One, I believe, is in Cavan, and the other is in Sligo.
So your own family here, tell us about your wife. Where did you meet?
We met briefly in Ireland, and then we met here in London. I think it was early 1980, and again, the rest is history there. I say we have Jennifer and Lorraine and Thomas, and now we have three grandchildren as well. We've got Solskjaer, and we've got Summer, and little Tommy Jr.
So there's three Tommies.
There's three Tommies, yeah.
And Thomas, he's 27.
That's my own son, young Thomas. Yeah, he's 27 now, you know. There's a bit of a story with that young man, you know. He had a tough time. We were told, we were actually, at that point, we were going to go to Canada. I remember we sold our house here, and we bought a house in Letterkenny, and we still have that. And we came back, and Eileen just had to have a checkup before she went. And that's when they discovered that there was an issue with Thomas's heart. And he's had several heart operations, major operations. And through one, I think it was the second one, he suffered a stroke. He was left completely paralyzed.
And welcome back to the Crown Clayton Hotel. And by the way, thanks again to Tommy Meehan there from Ardsbeg in Gortahawk. Great guy. Met him last year. Great to see him again this year. Text in, Sean, so lovely to hear you from London. And I think this guy is Gemma's son or lady. My son is 16 in transition year. I couldn't send him to Letterkenny on a bus, never mind on a boat or flight to London. You wish Tommy all the best. Yeah, amazing to think guys come here 16 or even less, I think he was, when he came to London. A big hello to all the Locries in Cricklewood, Harrow, Bushy and Kendal Green, from the Locries in Creve and Drumhalla as well, who are listening in tonight, hopefully, as we are live here for the Donegal Association's annual gala dinner from the Crown Clayton Hotel in Cricklewood. And as I say, a packed crowd here this evening. And we're going to have a bit of music there to get you even more in the mood for the place we are. And it's Brendan Shine.
Searched all around for a girl of my own, but there wasn't there one to be found. So I went to a dance on a Saturday night. I had a little drink and I felt just right. Just me first time there in me whole damn life. There I met my pretty young wife. And where did you meet her? I met her in the Galtymore. In the Galtymore in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an only god in the moon. I met her in the Galtymore. Kissed her for the very first time. I liked it very much, so I asked her for a date next Saturday, 8:45. Well, I met her on that Saturday night. I asked her to marry me, she said she might. We had a smashing time and we danced till late. It was my first and my very last day. And where did you meet her? I met her in the Galtymore. In the Galtymore in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an oldie called In the Blue. I met her in the Galtymore. My name is Matt from Dublin and I'm married in London town. Been married to her now for 30 years or four and he's going good guns of its sound. We've a son of 32 and his name is Matt. He couldn't get a girl, he's shy like that. He went to a dance on a Saturday night. There he met his pretty Miss Wright. And I said to him, where did you meet her? I met her in the Galtymore. In the Galtymore in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an only god in the moon. I met her in the Galtymore. In the Galtymore in Cricklewood. I asked her for a dance and she said she would. The band played an only god in the moon. Yes, I met her in the Galtymore.
At the Galtymore.
Hopefully at the Keys.
Hello.
Hopefully at the Keys.
All right. Hello to John and Rose McGraw in Pettigo from your brothers in London, Bernard and Eugene Green. And also for the Sweeney family in Gwydor and the Byrne family in Chrysler. Says we're having a great night here from Chris and Noreen Byrne. And Alice and Pat O'Donnell of Fulcara from Sister Margaret, who's here tonight. At the Donegal Association dinner here in the Clayton Crown Hotel. For Pat and Hugo McGarvey of Budden Inver in Gwydor. And it says a big hello from Margaret. Looking forward to seeing you all at Christmas. And there's Eileen Harkin in Maville from your son Stephen. Hello, Mammy. And Teresa Rogers listening tonight in Downings. Hello to you. And it looks like for Char and Anne O'Donnell of Baltony Gorter Hawk, hello to you from Michael and Sheila. They're in London. These are all people here in the hotel tonight. And for Mary Langan of Chrysler and for Mark Langan, wishing you could be here tonight. And that's from Breeder, Jim, Nolene and also Christy. So if you want to be in touch with us, it's 086 77 00 treble 5 086 07 00 555, and we can get your text, so get in touch with us. Lots of interesting people to chat to tonight, and here's the next one, and it's Mary Lopri, who's originally Mary from Rathmullen.
Yeah, I come from Drumhalla, outside of Rathmullen. And I have been living here in London now since 1986. Prior to coming to London, I worked for 13 years in a solicitor's office in Milford. And after arriving in London, I worked for an electronics company for 17 years. And after that, then I took a change and moved in to work with the Irish community. I worked with Irish Central Housing in a hostel in Kilburn as a support worker for 6 years. Then I moved to the London Irish Centre in Camden, where I worked as an outreach worker.
And I played Brendan Shine there, you know, met him at the Galty Moor. So I hear the words, I hear the song, but I don't know the memories.
Yeah, oh, we would have lots of memories of the Galty Moor on a Saturday night. When I came originally to London, we went a lot more to the National. The National closed, and then we would have gone to the Galty Moor, and there were many, many lovely nights at the Galty Moor.
And why was it so special?
It was so special because you just met everybody from home, everybody Irish was in the Galty Moor on a Saturday night. And as well, you had Nellie's Night Spot, quite local as well, in Woolston, and that was a very famous Irish spot as well.
And who were the acts?
The acts were all, a lot of them were mainly all the Irish bands, the big bands came from Ireland to Galty, and we had all local, all Irish bands in Nellie's Night Spot.
Now, a big move for you then, Mary, to move from Rathmullen. I mean, you'd been in secure employment for many years to come over here to London. How did the family feel about it at the time?
At the time, I mean, I can remember my mother kept saying she just couldn't believe I was actually gone. I had no reason to go. I had a job. Some of my younger brothers had all to leave. There were actually three of them in London at the time and a young sister. And actually, I think just got itchy feet and fancied move to London.
And you remember, of course, the first day you arrived, the experience, excitement, what else?
Yeah, the excitement was a big culture shock, like having worked in Milford in a small village for 13 years. And I will never forget going to my first job, going into a really big office. It was a shock to the system.
I suppose looking back now, you wonder how you ever did it, but it probably, when you're younger, you don't think about the future, you just get on with it.
Yeah, well, I suppose really I wasn't that young when I left, but I think it was a big move, but I think it was just something I wanted to do, and I'm still here.
So talk about your work with the Irish community, because obviously that's been very important. I've heard great things about you.
Yeah. Well, when I worked at the London Irish Centre in Camden, I was working in the borough of Islington, and that would be a very highly populated older Irish group. It was outreach work. It was given an insight. I met lots of people. It was mainly a lot of single Irish men, elderly, who came over in the 50s, 60s, worked in their building sites all their life. They had so many issues. A lot of them had alcohol misuse. When we would meet them up, when they would come to us for help, they would have major maybe benefit problems, housing problems, needed a lot of assistance. Some of them would never have registered with the GP. There was just a lot going on in some of their lives.
I mean, now you jump on the Ryanair flight and you'd go home, but then it just wasn't that simple. And a lot of people just wouldn't come home. Maybe was it pride or what was it?
I think a lot of it was pride, because a lot of them that you would meet, and some of them were very, at the beginning, they wouldn't tell you anything about their life or when they came. And gradually, as they got to sort of, you know, get to know you, they would start to tell you a bit about their life. They come in here, and I mean, I remember a man saying one day, since I got off at the train in Euston, I think he said he was 17, he said, I hadn't a clue. He says, I was working that night in a factory. He says, I got a night shift. The next day, he says, I looked and I got a room for myself. So, I mean, it was a big culture shock to the people in those days, and it must have been very, very difficult for them.
And were the stories quite similar? I mean, obviously you were dealing with people with difficulties, you mentioned, you know, alcohol became a problem, maybe loneliness featured strongly, you know, they were living in digs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the majority of them were living in just a rented room, private rented from landlord. And even now, I would still come across in my work a lot of these people. They're elder now, they're 70, still in a rented room. And they're coming up against where, like, the landlord maybe has passed away now or something. They've been there for years. They're coming to us for housing. And we are lucky to be able to refer them to sheltered housing, and which is quite a good option. They get a flat, which they never had. And I mean, some of them are amazed when they move out. They think they have to move, but once they move to a little flat, they get a new lease of life.
And you've obviously stayed here. Do you intend to stay in London?
Yeah, I think so. I'll be staying here. Yeah, well, I have two sisters and brothers still living here, so it's... I'm enjoying it.
And does that make it a lot easier?
Certainly is, laddie. I mean, if you came here in a big city on your own, it'd be very, very lonely.
Well, here we are at the Donegal Association dinner dance. How important is the association to you as a Donegal person living in London now?
Going back, I worked in Nelly's Night Spot at weekends, and in those years, the late 80s, early 90s, the Donegal Association dinner dance was taking place in the Grosvenor Rooms. And I was actually working there at that time, and it was a special night for me, even though I was working. And ever since that then, we've always come to the Donegal Association. It's an annual night, a family outing for us.
I mean, I'll never forget last year. I really enjoyed it. It was my first time here. I came as a guest, special guest, and it was just a really special night. And I said that night, I'm going to come back next year and do a live radio link. There was just something very special about the whole atmosphere, the fun of this night. I'm sure it's something that people here look forward to every year, do they?
Of course, as my sister says, you do look forward to getting out there, but coming here in that night, and you don't see people, there's people you meet tonight, and you don't see them till this time next year again. So, like, it is a nice night, and you do, it's amazing, you do meet people. I remember one year, the girls came up to us, they said, we're from Luton, but our mum comes from Drumhalla. We hadn't a clue who they were, but that came to speak to us, which was lovely.
Well, it's lovely to see you, Mary. Enjoy the night.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean.
That's Mary Loki there, who's originally from Drumhalla in Rathmullen, working now for the Brent Irish Advisory Service in London. Listening to your show, Sean, here in Dunfanaghy. Great memories of Cricklewood. I lived there in the 80s, moved home in 1991. Never had money to go back since, but had great nights in the Crown, the Galtymore, and Seamus Moore's pub, the Castle as well. Big shout out to John and Kathleen McDade from Buncrana, who are there tonight, and please thank him for the lovely Rolls Royce he gave us for our wedding last Christmas. There's a big Rolls Royce sitting outside here, and I think it might be associated with the McDades. It's nearly the length of the hotel. This is from Roger and Claire Murray of Creasler. And hello to Eileen Ferry, Sean from Ballybos and Fulcara Bigelow, and her daughter Kate joining her. Have a ball, ladies, from the girls, and wish we were there. And hello to everybody who's listening wherever you are in the world tonight. We're in London at the Donegal Association's big night here in the Clayton Crown Hotel. Join us after the break.
And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel London with Sean Doherty.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Good to have your company, and nice to be with James McGarvey and his wife, Sorka, who's here. They're from Gwydor originally, and great to see you here.
Thank you. It's fantastic to be here.
Thank you.
And James, talk to me about your life here then. You moved over again. This is amazing. 16 years of age?
Yeah. Well, I came here in 1973. It was like a big adventure, but I had a lot of family here at the time because I was the youngest of nine, and I absolutely loved it. It was everything that I expected and more, because it was a totally different way of life for me. We'd working, and you had the money, which was the most important thing probably. You always had money in your pocket. You worked hard, and the entertainment and the nightlife and was just amazing.
I mean, you have a smile on your face talking about it. Yeah, obviously, you love it here.
I absolutely loved it here, and I loved my time here. And I was here for 31 years. And I moved back to Gwydor in 2005. once she got a hold of me properly, she would not let me go.
That's you, Sorkin.
That's me.
So tell us about the meeting.
Oh, well, the meeting was back in Dodge a long time ago. And it went from there, basically, 1994. And it went from there, and we got married then in 99. And thereafter, he moved back to Bodor. And he's set himself up, reinvented his lifestyle, basically.
What are your feelings towards London, then?
I love London. Like, I like to come this time in particular every year. It's pre-Christmas. See family and friends, do a bit of shopping, you know, things that people like to do.
So you've had the best of both worlds, really, because you've come back again.
I've probably have, yeah, because I really did enjoy my time here. And I have a family here and I have grandchildren here. And that's probably one of the reasons that we come here a lot, and for the Donegal Dinner Dance as well.
And James, I mean, having family here, how difficult was it then to make that decision to go back? Because a lot of people would say, well, sure, my family's here now, so this is where I'm going to make my home.
Getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, probably,
changes the scene.
Changes the whole scene. So living in Ireland is it's a nice life. It's a nice, easy life. My time here, I worked hard and played hard and partied hard, but you know, as you get on in years, you probably you can't really do that anymore. And
you just think you can.
You just think in your mind. You probably still think you can, but no, it's you just start to unwind a little bit, like, you know. So.
So what did you do here? What kind of work?
I was in construction management. I worked for a company called Byrne Brothers for 25 years. And they were actually fantastic. They were really, really good to me. So I had never any reason to... I did work for different companies here, but they were probably the best company that I worked for. For that reason. And the money was good. The money was good. I mean, they're still there. And I have a son and I have a brother that's still working for them. They really do look after their people.
And what kind of work was that then?
It was in shuttering construction, which would do a lot of the big jobs in Canary Wharf, all the tower blocks and stuff like that, because I would have worked on most of them, like, you know. So they were up like 40, 50 floors. So it was exciting.
You'd need a head for heights.
You'd definitely need a head for heights. But enjoyable, hard work, but you enjoyed it. But it's the money was good, so. Yeah. But I had to make up my mind that I'm going to either do it, keep doing it, or go back to Ireland and maybe just take it a lot easier.
It's all about the money.
That's, they hear that, Sorkin?
Yes, it's all about the money.
and people do say that, like, Sorkin. I mean, if you're going to be in London, if you want to live in London, you need to have money.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But going forward towards his retirement, he decided he'd return to Ireland, set himself up. He worked at the Seaview Hotel for a while as a starter package, and thereafter he set himself up in the Cranog in Derrybeg. He has a framing shop there.
Shop of framing.
So, you know, it's and shop of framing. So there he works. He still works there. And he's doing okay, considering.
Not making any money, but he said, I'm not making any money, but I'm very happy.
Still smiling.
Still smiling.
Well, James and Sorkin, it's lovely to meet you. Enjoy your night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sean. It was a pleasure.
James McGarvey there and Sorkin McGarvey from Gweedore, and they are here for this very special night at the Donegal Association's big night in London. And just for them, I think we'll play a song that I know they'll enjoy, because it's Daniel O'Donnell's Donegal Shore.
Why not?
Reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why I care there's no one to blame. But before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend. So I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidor. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop
And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel, London, with Sean Doherty.
Yeah, many's a memory stirred there, I'm sure, with that one. Donegal Shaw and Daniel O'Donnell. Hello to our friends in London, John and Kathleen McDade, the halfways there, and Pat and Rita Hannon. Thanks, Sean. That's Pius and Marion. Good to hear from you, Pius and Marion, about you'd love to be here too. We're not the only ones who travelled over. We'll be chatting to John McFadden in a moment from Glenswilly, who's with Irene. They came over especially for tonight. Hello to Olive and to Anne listening in Clare as well. So good to have your company there. Hope you're enjoying the show. And hello to my brothers Bernard and Eugene and their wives Teresa and Maureen, who are there at the dinner dance tonight. That's Bernard and Eugene Green from Eileen in Lochinvar. And Pat McFadden and Colin Ferry, hope you have a great night, from John and Mary McCarry. Hello to Stacey, Mary, Nicola and Maggie, Ema, Noreen, Kathleen, Deborah and Leona in Remelton as well. Hello to Tony McFadden and his wife Philomena. He's, of course, the chairman of the association. We'll be chatting to Tony in a wee while. And lovely Philomena, hope you have a great evening, from Pat and Michelle Callahan. And with me is John McFadden from Glenswilly, who's travelled over, John, especially for tonight.
Yeah, just landed over yesterday evening, so enjoying it so far. It's been a great night.
Yeah, first time?
First time here, yeah. It's excellent, so it is. Well looked after.
What happens back home then, John?
Back home, I have a daughter back in Patrick and Mary Kellner, looking after her the night in Churchill. And to like say hello to Mum and Dad in Glenswilly, Charlie and Maureen, and Mary and John Campbell in Funtown too. So.
And who's here with you tonight?
My wife's here, and my sister-in-laws, Caroline, Patricia, Bernie, and my uncle Colm, who's been sister Marie too, he's here. He's been over here for 20 years, Colm. He's painting over here, and he's been living over here this last 20 years. So he asked us over last year, so I didn't get over last year, but I had to get over the year, so it's been good so far.
And the night's only starting.
It's only early yet, Sean, it's only early yet. It'll be a good night.
I think you'll have a great night. I was here last year, you'll love it, John.
I will do it.
Great to see you.
The last man out.
Thanks, John.
No bar, good luck.
John McFadden there from Glenswilly with Irene as well, heading down now to get their din-dins here at the Clayton Crown Hotel in London, in Cricklewood in London. And of course there's a special Donegal Person of the Year who is here tonight as well for this special function. They pick somebody every year, and we'll be chatting to that gentleman shortly. He's Michael Conningham, and he's from Kilcar. So Michael, who does an awful lot for the young people here in London as well. In fact, he took 100 young people over to Donegal not that long ago. We'll be chatting to Michael shortly, but first of all, we'll take a break. See you in a few minutes.
And now, back live to the Clayton Crown Hotel, London, with Sean Doherty.
Yeah, welcome back indeed. Very Christmassy over here in London, I must say. We were out today, it's dry, the sun was shining, it was chilly, but it was nice. And out looking around the shops and all the windows looking, you know, really Christmas. A great atmosphere here, I must say, here in London this weekend. And very special, of course, for the Donegal Association's big night. And there's nobody prouder tonight than the man beside me, because he's originally from Kilcar and he has been named as the Donegal Person of the Year for this event this year. And Michael, it's great to see you, Michael.
Thank you, Sean. It's great to be here, and it's a very proud night for me and for my family. A lot of them are here tonight, and my mother's travelled over, my father unfortunately not able to come, but nevertheless they're all listening to us over in Donegal and throughout Ireland, down in Tipperary. The in-laws in Tipperary are listening, and down in Cork and Fintown, of course, my sister in Fintown. But it's a terrific night for me and my wife Teresa and all the family, and for my wider family as well.
Now, I was here last year, and you were here last year, Michael, and you didn't know then that you'd be the man picking up this special award tonight. So when did you hear about it?
Clodagh, who's the secretary of the Donegal Association, rang me about 6 weeks ago and dropped the bombshell. I was totally shocked, but equally honoured and very proud to accept the honour. They don't come around too often, so I will make the most of it, and I'm delighted, to be honest, yeah.
Now, compared to some of the people, you were a grown-up when you came to London, because you were 23, which is still very young, but compared to some of these 16-year-olds. So what brought you over at 23, Michael, to London?
I came at that time in 1988. I came over to my first cousin's wedding, who's got married to a guy, James Flynn. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He's old race. Stayed there, came over to work, and then I eventually got married, settled down. My wife Teresa, who happened to be James's sister, and we've been together since.
And the work you've been involved in over here, construction again?
I started off in construction, as most people do. I came over and worked with my uncle, but I did have an engineering background, which I'd done when I left school, so that got me tilted towards the engineering again. So I stayed at that, and I'm still at it within the civil service.
So you work with the prison service, don't you?
I work for the prison service, yeah. I don't work directly with the inmates any longer. I'm kind of I wangled my way up a wee bit, and I'm in a kind of a managerial role now at the moment, but enjoying it nevertheless.
So you worked with the prisoners, did you?
I did. I spent 11 years working with the prisoners, with the inmates in the workshops, and enjoyed every minute of it.
And which jails were they?
Wormwood Scrubs. I only done all my time in Wormwood Scrubs, yeah. Sounds good, doesn't it? Done my time in Wormwood Scrubs.
What was that work like?
It was very enjoyable, and we had all lifers at the time who were easy to handle.
People in for life.
Yeah, they were there for a long time, so they kept their nose clean and didn't mess about, and we had them for long stretches. We had the same people for maybe 3 years at a time, which made our life really easy.
How difficult was it then, because you're dealing with people, obviously, in some of them for heinous crimes. Do you have to park that?
Well, you do. You can go and find out what their crime is, but I generally didn't want to know that, because it does change your impression of the person. But they're all innocent, so we had to take that on board. They'll tell you they're all innocent, but anyway, no, I wouldn't want to know a lot of their crimes, because if they're family related, and some of them were, and I did find out, you know, through the grapevine what the fellas had done, but no, I'd rather not know sometimes, you know.
Yeah, and what kind of work would you have done with the prisoners?
Well, we worked in engineering workshops there, where we built aluminium windows and doors and conservatories for the internal market of the prison service. And they were pretty good tradesmen, actually, we had coming through the mill at times. Easy to work with.
It's interesting you say that, you know, because they were in for life, they were easier to handle.
Well, as against the people who are in there today, I mean in there in Wormwood Scrubs today, they're shorter term, and they're Jack the Lads who are in for a few weeks, and they really don't care about, you know, going to work or not going to work and stuff. They've got no ethos.
And would you have conversations with people about life outside? Would they have asked you, like, what's going on? Maybe people who've been in for years wouldn't recognise life outside, I'm sure.
Ah, there is. There's some of the old people who are retired in there, and they have some of them. One guy in particular had missed two changes of currency in Ireland. You know, so he had missed the 1971 decimalisation, and also changed over to the euro. He missed that again, and so he had no concept at all of mobile phones or internet or much of that kind. You know.
This is Michael Cunningham, by the way, who has been announced as the Donegal Person of the Year here in London for this very special event tonight. He's obviously proud and delighted. His family listening around Ireland as well, proud of him on this special occasion. Just talk to us about your work with the youth, Michael.
I've been involved with Tuchonel Gaels for 15 years, I suppose, now, and predominantly with the youth side, which is looking after all the underage teams from under 6 right up to under 18.
Under 6?
Under 6. We now have under 6s in the last 2 or 3 years. We started with under 6 teams. And it sounds very young, but, you know, it's like everything. They come down along with their siblings and they want to go. So there's about three clubs in London who have under 6s, and each year there's one or two more creeping in. But yeah, under 6s up to under 18s.
And you had 100 young people over in Donegal?
We did, back in May bank holiday, just gone. We had 100 children over to a weekend of Gaelic football in and around Donegal town, in Newbridge, in Lahey, four Masters in Donegal town, and St. Noel's out in Mount Charles.
And talk to me about, Michael, your daughter. You had a very special family occasion recently. Interesting story here, because you would imagine she's been here all her life. She was born, brought up here, but yet when she got married, she wanted to go to Donegal.
She did, yeah. When she was, she's 25 now, and when she was,
what's her name?
Her name is Grace. Her surname is just changed, by the way. Anyway,
he's from Glenties.
Yeah. Anthony O'Callaghan's his name. A lovely family in Glenties and Kilrain. And when my sisters were getting married, when she was very young, 2, 3, and 4 years of age, she said that, "Mom, she loved it. She loved the razzmatazz of the blowing of horns going from the church to the venue and stuff." And she said, "If I ever get married, Mom, I want to get married here." And she did.
And, you know, people think that bringing up a family in London has to be harder than in Donegal. It's a safer environment, people would say, in Donegal. Obviously, a slower pace of life compared to London. Did you have any fears? Did you ever think, maybe I should bring the kids up in Donegal? Some people decided to do that.
Yeah, well, going back to the Celtic Tiger time, I suppose, in the year 2000, we looked at that, and we looked at moving back, not to Donegal as it goes. We were going to move to Tipperary, and we were looking at buying a house there, and that didn't happen for one reason or another. So we stayed put. But yes, it's always a thing that you'd like to move back to Ireland, and it's always our dream, I suppose. None of us ever leave home going to stay in London. It's always a short-term fix. But unfortunately, as life progresses, we end up staying here for longer than we sort of anticipated. But
most of us, Michael, we come over, and I lived here for a year myself when I was young, but we come here and we visit the city centre, we go and do the sights, we do the shopping and all of that, carry on. But people who live here, often they don't go near the city.
No, you're right there. With the hustle bustle of life now, and the speed of it, and work is just work round the clock. A lot of the times, husband and wives don't see each other on the ships in the night. And you're right about going to see the sights here. It's only when people come to visit that we actually sit down and maybe have a weekend off or a week off and take them around and show them these sights. But generally, yes, you're right, we don't go and visit.
Well, you've got to go now and enjoy this big night and collect your award, and I know it's going to be a very special one for you and your family, and enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Sean.
That's Michael Cunningham, originally from Kilcar, off to enjoy his dinner and the rest of the evening's festivities here at the special Donegal Association dinner here in Cricklewood. Big hello tonight to Michael's dad, by the way, Dennis Cunningham, because he's listening in. We better not forget Dennis.
No, don't forget my father, who couldn't travel. My mother's here. And also, you must remember the in-laws in Tipperary who are listening via the internet, I believe. So we look to all them, and thanks for all their help over the years. Thank you.
And hello to John McNulty, by the way, in the Lucky Seven, Cricklewood, and brothers Paul, Patrick and Peter, all from Glenfinn, from Gerald, Breed, O'Connell and Owen in Glenfinn. And well done to Tony and Philomena on your great night. Listening here in Fulcara from John and Mary McCarry as well. And Eugene, Maureen, Bernard and Teresa Green, a great night at the Donegal Association Dinner Dance in London from Teresa, Johnny and Shane. To my brother Michael Cunningham, congratulations on your award from Teresa, Seamus, James, Oisin, Michael and Aisling. Enjoy your night. And Gary and Mum Marie saying, sounding great, Sean, tuned in, glad to hear it, Gary. And hello, Marie. And Cassie, Colin and Carrie Gart says, wishing everybody a great night, enjoying the show. We're live here in London for you. Myself, Sean Doherty, looking forward to another hour here broadcast.